The following is a presentation of KGYM Sports. It's time for high school basketball, presented by First Federal Credit Union, right here on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, KGYM. Let's head courtside for Eric Peterson with the color commentary and with the play-by-play. Here's Jeff Moss.
Class 2A Region 5. Final action on the air tonight here on 106.3 FM KGYM, the South Gym. We are in Riverside tonight. Highland High School is the side of the Class 2A Region 5 final. As tonight, the 7th-rated team in Class 2A, the Regals of Iowa City Regina, look to head back to the state tournament at Wells Fargo Arena. But standing in their way is the 20-4 Bears of Danville. Coming out of the Southeast Iowa Super Conference, the South Division. Happy to have you with us on this rainy Monday evening. I'm Jeff Moss alongside Eric Peterson tonight as we get set for this regional final here tonight. Of course, in Region 5, it's been a very talented region here, of course. The Iowa City Regina Regals moving on to this regional final by way of a 58-50 win over the West Branch Bears on Saturday evening, while Danville squeaked out a 63-60 win over Mediapolis. And Eric, you and Alex had the call on Saturday night between West Branch and Iowa City Regina. West Branch, no doubt about it, they're playing their best basketball of the season. Regina got a lead at halftime. West Branch came firing back in the third quarter, but in the end, the Regals were able to put an end to it.
Well, they did it. I mean, West Branch played an exceptionally good basketball game. As you mentioned, they really improved it. You know, they were within four and almost had a possession of the basketball down four a couple times, and things just didn't go their way. And again, Regina being in that spot before, you know, they got Mary Crompton the ball, and West Branch had to foul, and she made six straight free throws down the end. And you know, Regina came out on top. Danville again, you know, 20-4, you know, with losses to Keosauqua, and Keosauqua's team with the record of 17-6. Keokuk, a slightly bigger school, obviously, and then Central Lee of Donaldson, who right now sits at 21-2. They lost twice to those to that school. So again, you know, their losses have been to really solid basketball teams, but saying that about Danville, you still look at Regina's schedule and feel that they played the tougher schedule. You know, their losses are to Bellevue, their first game of the year again without Mary Crompton. Then they went down to St. Louis and lost a game down in St. Louis, and then came back and lost to Cascade, who's sixth in the state there. And then they lost to number one 5A City High School. So again, they had a good schedule, and again, they had wins against Xavier and Cedar Rapids Kennedy. So, you know, again, they take those games with the idea that they'll be helpful come tournament time, and so here we are to that place. So again, I think our belief is that probably Regina has played the tougher schedule, but that being said, both teams have had great success this year.
For the Danville Bears, they come into this game at 20-4 on the season. They finished second in the Southeast Iowa Cedar League South. They finished second to Central Lee Donaldson, who bowed out in the semifinal round in Class 3A of regional play. They're a defense-oriented team. We talked about this before we went on the air, Eric. They're defense-oriented. They've forced 425 steals on the year. That's not to mention all the other turnovers that they forced this season. They're not a very good shooting team. As a team, they only shoot about 36% from the floor, only 63% from the free throw line. But that defense for head coach Mike Radloff and this Bears team, that's what they're going to try to feed on tonight against this Regal squad.
Well, it'll be interesting to see, not having seen Danville, you know, do they come out and do anything in a full court nature? Because I'll be honest, yeah, I think Regina would love to have teams come out and try to press them and things. I think they'd like their chances of getting through press and, you know, attacking 3-on-2, 2-on-1. Or does Danville do it in the half court or quarter court set? You know, do they run things and slow things down and, you know, get teams, you know, to just have to work and then maybe, like you said, turn it over or get steals, you know, that kind of thing. So it'll be interesting. You know, Danville does have some size in the post, too. I don't know if that'll impact Regina. Again, they have a 6'2 player, Lauren Fink, or Finky. And it'll be interesting to see, again, Alex Weiss for, you know, Regina at about 5'10", 5'11". has really been playing great basketball for Regina. I mean, 20-plus points against City High, scoring 20 in the different Regina games or West Branch games, and, again, just playing exceptionally well. And so much that Regina does goes to the post. She oftentimes starts up high at the free throw line, sets a number of screens, but then rolls to the basket. Regina just finds a way to get her the basketball. Plus, she's relentless on the boards. The other night, I think she said she had 25 rebounds in the last regular season game against West Branch, and she's just really become a force for Regina here at the end of the season.
Regals again at 20-4 on the season under head coach Jeff Wallace. They were the runner-up in the River Valley Conference to Cascade, who's playing in a regional final tonight. We'll take a look at round class 2A and let you know who's playing in regional finals. Who are the teams that are going to possibly be heading to Wells Fargo Arena coming up next week? We'll tell you who are playing around the state in class 2A regional finals tonight. The Regals have won 9 games in a row. Of course, we mentioned they beat West Branch 3 times this year. The Regals have been a state the last 3 years in a row, looking to make it 4 trips in a row for head coach Jeff Wallace and his squad. They're looking for the 7th as a school. For Danville, they've never been to the girls' state basketball tournament. They've had tons of success on the boys' side of the coin. They've won a few state titles when they were in Class 2A back in the early 2000s. They had some phenomenal teams about 5-6 years ago in Class 1A that made it down to the state, but the girls have never been there. And by the sea of blue we see tonight here in Riverside, you can tell there's a lot of excitement about this girls' squad in Danville.
Well, again, kind of an interesting side. We talked a little bit about, Highland is the host for this. Not a huge facility by any means, although it looks like it will handle the crowd. The Danville side is pretty much full. Not a lot of space on the Danville side. Still a little bit of space left on the Regina side. But, there is a certain amount of pressure, I think, if you have a program that has never been to the state tournament. I remember, there was a time where again, the Regina girls had not been to state. Coach Steve Wilson took the first Regina program to the state basketball tournament. And, there was a certain amount of pressure wanting to, kind of get that monkey off your back and get a team to the state tournament. But a lot of things have to happen. You have to have talent, maybe a little bit of luck. Sometimes the draw may impact your chances to, so many things go into it. But once they broke through with that group of kids, they certainly have made it. And now, obviously, on a stretch, how often do you see teams make it 2, 3, 4 years in a row?
Let's take a look around the state tonight in Class 2A. There's a couple games that are postponed, of course, out in Northwest Iowa and Western Iowa. The ice storm has already started out there, so that's forced some postponements around the state. Of course, tonight is regional finals in 1A and Class 2A. Regional finals in 4A and 5A coming up tomorrow night. Taking a look, postponed tonight. HMS and Western Christian, the number 4 ranked Wolfpack, they're postponed tonight. They're going to play Wednesday. Region 8 is also postponed. That's Maple Valley Anton Oto taking on IKM Manning. So those games both are postponed tonight. They'll both be played on Wednesday. Region 2 got started early. That's Pekin taking on Grundy Center. 8th rated Spartans at Grundy Center. Region 3 got started early tonight. Number 1 rated Northland. We'll have updates on that tonight. They're taking on Dyke New Hartford. That game's up in Jessup tonight. Region 6, Des Moines Christian taking on Panorama. The Des Moines Christian team's been in the state tournament the last couple of years. Very talented squad for head coach Brad Johnson down there in Des Moines. Region 7 is the second rated team in the state. That's the Trainer Cardinals taking on Mount Air. And Region 4, two teams that Regina is very familiar with. Cascade playing Bellevue tonight in a top 12 battle between Cascade and Bellevue. You think those two teams know each other pretty well, Bellevue and Cascade?
Well, they do. Again, just a stone's throw, and again, the fact that they play each other, and so often when you play each other multiple times, those are tough games. You almost can call out the other team's plays and stuff after all the film and practices you've run against each other.
Well, this is the Class 2A Regional Final in Region 5, and the Iowa City Regina Regals at 20-4 on the season under head coach Jeff Wallace. Let's take a look at your starting five for tonight's contest. Let's start off with the Regals, who will be the home team on the scoreboard tonight, wearing their white uniforms with white shorts and yellow numbers this evening. They're going to start Mary Crompton at point guard. She's a 5'8" senior, averaging 18 points a game. She will take her talents to Illinois State coming up next year. They will also start Lauren Gardy. She's a 5'7" senior. Grayson Dumont, a 5'9" senior. Kennedy Wallace, a 5'8" junior, averaging 11 points per ball game. And Alex Weiss, a 5'11" junior, averaging 15 points per game, 10 boards. She shoots at a clip at 71% from the charity stripe. Let's take a look at your starting lineups tonight for the Danville Bears under head coach Mike Radloff, 20-4 on the season coming into this one. They'll start Grace Grothy. She's a 5'6" senior, averaging 9 points a game. Catherine Lures, a 5'7" senior. Alyssa Fadenhauer, she's the team's leading scorer and a 5'6" junior, averaging 12 points per contest. They'll also start Mackenzie Spear. She's a 5'9" senior, and they will also start number 30. And that's Alexis Bauer. She is a 5'8" senior. The Bears again under head coach Mike Radloff wear their road blues tonight with white numbers. It's time to honor America with the playing of your national anthem just ahead of this Class 2A Region 5 final tonight between Iowa City Regina and Danville. Let's honor America tonight on the South Gym KGYF.
For playing our national anthem.
Regional final night in Class 2A. The Regals of Iowa City Regina and the Bears of Danville tonight here in Riverside. Jeff Moss, Eric Peterson here with you on the South Gym KGYM. High school basketball, as always, is brought to you by First Federal Credit Union. You can check them out online at firstfedcu.com. Eric Keys tonight for this contest. If you're Danville, what do you got to do to knock off this Regal team?
Well, just having watched Regina recently, I think Alex Weiss, as I mentioned, is just a key. And I thought maybe just looking at the stats that Danville had a 6'2 player that we thought maybe started. She comes off the bench. So really, you look at the size of Danville, and you know they're all about 5'8 or less, to be honest with you. So I think Lauren Weiss, they're going to have to do something to keep Lauren Weiss off the backboards, because against West Branch and just over the last several weeks, she's been a dominant force.
For Regina, how do you get back to the state tournament for the fourth year in a row?
Well, there's, like I say, obviously Crompton and Weiss folks focus on, but like Lauren Gardy, 110 assists, Grayson Dumont, 78 assists. You know, she's a real key as well.
Away we go, and Danville controls the opening tip of this one. We're on the stage tonight, so the Regals will be coming straight at us. The Bears are heading the other way. This is Spear. Gets it off for Fadenhauer on the right wing. Back to the top of the key for Grothy. Swings it around to the left side. Just like we talked about in the pregame, it looks like Danville wants to control the basketball and control possessions of this ball game. Spear drives it. Left side. Gets it in the left corner for Lewis. Swing it back towards the top for Grothy. And now back off for Spear to the top for Fadenhauer. 30 seconds into this 2A regional final. Spear at the top. It's a man-to-man look for, or zone look, knocked out of the hands of Spear by Gordy. Now into the corner, or Gardy, excuse me, and there's a turnover. It's going to go into the backcourt. It's tracked down by the Regals. It looked like it got touched by Iowa City, Regina. I don't know if it was an over and back, but the official calls it over and back. Turnover by Danville.
Well, that was almost a minute possession with for Danville, and they did not get a shot off. I think Regina was playing a switching man-to-man, and it looks like Danville's going to open up in a 1-2-2.
Dropped it in the corner. Gets it into Weiss. Weiss kicks it back to the top for Gardy. Nearly lost the handle on it. Gets rid of it. Into the left corner into Kennedy Wallace for Grayson Dumont. Now they kick it back to Weiss. Now to Crompton. Crompton out high on the right wing with the dribble. Back to the top for Gardy. Gardy, left side. They get it for Wallace. Now in the left corner for Dumont. Back to the top. Wallace. Right side they go for Crompton. Cross it to the left wing for Wallace. Good defense by Danville. Here's Dumont. Great swing. Top of the key. Three from Wallace. Off the mark. Rebound. Tracked down by Dumont in the corner. Throws it out high to the top. And hauled in by Wallace out there. And a reset for the Regals. Gardy with it at the top. Dribbles to the right wing. Gets it off for Crofton. Back on the top for Gardy. 6:20 to go. First quarter. Swire inside. Weiss wide open for two. And away we go.
Well, that's a set play. And Danville was so concerned about Mary Crofton going to the corner off a double screen. Weiss just opens up in a nice pass.
Stolen by Weiss. She stepped in front, picked it off. She brings it the other way. Two on two. Steps to the lane. Little Euro step up and good. 4-0 Regals on top.
Well, two turnovers for Danville, two baskets for Regina.
In the backcourt with it is Spear going the wrong way. Tries the right side, a timeout is going to be taken by Mike Radloff. Mackenzie Spear, the 5'9 senior, was dribbling all over the place, started going backwards and going the wrong way. Radloff bailed her out with the timeout, and Danville will try to reset. 4-0, Regals on top here in the first quarter of play, and Alex Weiss with the first four for Iowa City.
Well, Regina there after made baskets jumped into a 2-2-1 three-quarter court press, and again, Danville just not able to move forward. Like you said, they end up backtracking, and instead of risking a turnover, Danville opts to take that 30-second timeout. Plus, now they can obviously talk a little bit about press, you know, their press break against a 2-2-1. We'll see if Regina stays in the same set. It looks like they are still in. Well, now they shift a little bit to a three-quarter court, 1-2-2. So they switched up their press just a little bit.
Spear gets it to Bauer, who crossed the timeline, gets knocked to the ground, no call, gets back up, fires it off for Spear. Spear drives the lane, kicks it out for Grothy, up with the three, missed it short, but got her own rebound, puts it back up, no good. Offensive board, tapped away by Lures, got a shot blocked, and then Weiss was on the floor, fell to the floor, and is called for a travel on the rebound. The ball will stay with Danville.
Well, Danville that time, a couple offensive rebounds, but again, the shots were blocked when they tried to put it back up. So again, the size disadvantage showing up a little bit.
Inbound to Grothy at the top of the key, left side. She gets it off for Bauer. Now back to Spear, right side. This is Mackenzie Spear with it. Fadenhauer on the right wing with it. Dribbles into the lane, got it knocked away, dumps it inside, shot up off the glass, rolling, no good for Catherine Lures, and the rebound by Weiss. Gardy up the left side, Dumont in the corner for Wallace, fires it in the lane to Weiss. Weiss through traffic, kick out, Crompton for three, good!
Well, Weiss drew about three people inside and again made a great catch in traffic.
Stolen by Gardy to Crompton through the lane, layup, good, and it is a 9-0 stop for the Regals of Iowa City, Regina. Spear the backcourt with it. Up for Bauer. Tapped out of bounds by Weiss. He'll stay with Danville. 9-0 Regals. 4:37 to go, first quarter.
Well, the two things we thought, again, that defensive pressure by Regina creating turnovers and Weiss inside either scoring or drawing double teams and kicking it out to Crompton.
Spear has it at the top of the key. Gets it off for Lures. Hands it to Spear, who drives it. Cannot get the roll. Fadenhauer up with it. Count it, and the foul for Alyssa Fadenhauer. Danville is on the scoreboard. She'll go to the line for a chance at a three-point play. The foul called on Kennedy Wallace for Regina, her first.
I almost thought that was before she took it back up. The bump was there. Then she took it up and again, but the official counts it.
Fadenhauer's free throw is good. She shoots it at 65% on the year. 10-2. Or excuse me, that's 9-3. They put the wrong point up there. Gardy into the front court. Gets it into the left corner for Wallace. Wallace inside to Weiss. Tipped away, stolen. Lures with it the other way. Gets it to Fade now. Drives baseline. Draws three white uniforms and forced into a travel. Turnover by Danville.
Well, the officials are letting them play. There's been some contact on a number of places on the floor. And, only one foul called so far.
Dumont gets it up to Gardy. They break the press. Here's Wallace. Dribbles in, stops, gets it down the lane. Dumont, little floater's good. Grayson Dumont with her first two of the ball game.
Nice pass by Kennedy Wallace. Again, they beat the press, and Dumont coming down the middle, and Wallace finds her.
This is Bauer into the front court. She threw it away, trying to get to Fadenauer. Coming into the game for the Regals, Candy Wallace is going to go to the bench, and Alexa Lehman, a 5'10 senior, checking in for head coach Jeff Wallace.
Now I have Danville already five turnovers, and we're barely 4 minutes into the ballgame.
11-3, Regals lead it, 3:50 to go in the first quarter. Reese with it in the backcourt. She'll handle it, get it up to Gardy, throws it inside, tip, stole it. Spear whips it ahead to Lures, and great tracking by Weiss knocks it away. Now Crompton loses it on the floor to Fadenauer. Drive in, draws the bump from Weiss and goes to the free throw line.
Well, again, Danville now exerting a little defensive pressure. The ball knocked loose a couple different times, and Danville quick to the basketball. And again, now they got fouled in the act of shooting again. So Fadenauer back to the free throw line to shoot two.
Fadenauer's first one is up and good. Averages 12 points a game, had 18 in the last round against Minneapolis in the victory for the Bears to get to this regional final.
Yeah, about a 65% free throw shooter, so she'll have made her first three. She has all five of Danville's points.
And now Danville comes out full court press. Crompton up the right side. She'll break it into the front court. Left side for Wallace. Wallace gets in the lane for Weiss. Pump fake, drive, kicks it out. They get it to Lehman. Now back to the top for Gardy. Now off on the left side for Lehman, back to Gardy, and now to Wallace on the right wing. Ball played on the perimeter here. Gardy, swing it out. Wallace, right side three on the way. No, rebound Weiss, back up too quickly though, and the rebound by Spear for Danville.
Well, a little bit of a force on that putback by Weiss.
Fadenauer in the lane, kicks it out for Spear. Looked like she might have got away with a travel. Back to the top. That was Bauer, excuse me. Now this is Spear at the top of the key with it. Gets a screen, comes off it to the right side. Bounce it for Fadenauer. Fadenauer drives baseline, gets it underneath the hoop, takes it all the way up and good. She's got all seven of Danville's points. It's 11-7 Regals on top.
Well, they let her go baseline there and got to force her to the middle where you have help. She took a baseline and got all the way to the backboard.
Gardy at the top of the key with it. 2:28 to go first quarter. Lehman got it knocked away and into the hands of Wallace. Back to the top for Gardy as the Regals try to reset. Here's Lehman at the elbow. Back to Gardy at the top. Swing it to Crompton right wing. Step back three on the way. Too strong. We got it hit the
basket support up high.
Basket support up high. So a ball out of bounds.
Well, a brutal pace here. Again, it's up and down the floor, and both teams are excellent defense both ways. One thing I will say about Danville, 1 through 5, great quickness. I mean, they're sticking with Regina, and they're doing a good job making Regina work for everything. So, again, fatigue could be a factor.
Here's Lures into the front court. Gets in the left corner for Grothy as they break the press. Back to the top for Spear. And now on the right side, this is Bauer with the basketball. Lauren Fink checking into the game, the 6'2" sophomore. They get it into her, tipped away. Weiss up with the steal for the Regals. Up the left side comes Dumont. Dumont pushing into the front. Picks up her dribble. Back to the top for Gardy. 1:45 to go in the first quarter. 11-7 Regals. Crompton, right corner three on the way. Good! Crompton knocks down her second three of the quarter. 14-7. Back come the Bears inside. Now back to Bauer. Bauer, 15-footer from the elbow. Too strong. Rebound Fink. Back up and in off the glass. Lauren Fink with the putback for Danville. And a near steal by Danville there as they nearly ripped it out of the hands of Lehman. Now a bump near midcourt. And a foul is going to be called on the Bears on the floor here.
You know, Regina has done a lot of subbing, but so far Weiss has not come out of the ball game, so is breathing pretty heavily there because she helps Regina break the press and then comes down and gets in that offensive set.
Bailey Morris checking into the game for the first time tonight for Danville. Gardy to Crompton on the right wing. Crompton, right corner for Weiss. Back near the elbow for Gardy. Gets it back to Crompton. Danville gets out on her immediately. Back to the top for Gardy. They swing it to Dumont on the left wing. Dumont as we near the 1 minute mark of the quarter. Back for Gardy. Dribble drive. Get it out. Crofton. Three on the way again. This one's no good. It hit the top of the backboard. Bounces out to Crofton. 10 footer off the glass. No good. Tapped out by Weiss. That one's going to be out of bounds. And they're going to say it's off of Danville. And they're going to say it's Regal basketball. I did not see a blue uniform around there, but it's going to be Regal basketball as Kennedy Wallace checks back in.
Well, no, Regina was kind of going for the ball in the corner there, so unless something happened just out of our eyesight, I would have thought it would have been Danville basketball as well.
Hardy gets it in for Weiss on the left side. 50 seconds to go, first quarter. 14-9, Iowa City, Regina on top. Left side, dribbling all the way in, just checking in off the bench, putting it up no good is Ellie Gayhod, and then right back up and in. She got her own rebound, puts it back up.
Well, that was Weiss that got the rebound.
Back the other way come the Bears. Weiss with 6 points there in the first quarter. Morris to the left side. Grothy fires a three. Good. Grace Grothy knocks down a big three-pointer. It's a four-point game. 16-12. Regina, 20 seconds to go, first quarter. Here's Wallace up the left side for Dumont. Dumont gets in the lane to Weiss at the free throw line. Pump fake, drive, foul. Offensive foul on the call. And that's two on Alex Weiss.
That's a tough call. I thought maybe Fink was sliding. I don't know that she was set. I mean, it was a collision. I'm not arguing about the collision. Jeff Wallace, official, went right back there and just talking. So Weiss to the bench. Now we'll see here when she comes back. Again, two fouls.
Dunn comes in to replace her, the 5'11 senior. 9 seconds to go in the first quarter. 4-point Regal lead. Morris in the backcourt, 6 seconds. Pass tipped into the frontcourt. Bauer, 3 seconds. Grothy, Morris with 1 second. Fires up a shot way off the mark. They lost track of the clock. And that pays dividends for the Regals. But a quarter of play is in the books. Iowa City Regina leads it by 4. 16-12 after a quarter of play. We'll be back with the second quarter of play on the South Gym, KGYM.
Just about the time Willa Dickens began as a watchmaker at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, a romantic notion was blooming in 1940s America. The idea that a diamond, like love itself, is precious and lasting. More than ever before, proposals began including twinkling rings and velvet-lined Hertin and Stocker boxes. Decades of engagements and countless shimmering rings later, happy, nervous hands are still accepting these promises of always from Hertin and Stocker. The designs are always modern and fresh, but the service is still as exceptional as it was in those very early days. Perhaps that rare blend of past and present is the reason Hertin & Stocker has been voted best jewelry store in Iowa City 8 years running. Stop and see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertin & Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Back in Riverside, Jeff Boss and Eric Peterson here with you on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, KGYM. 16-12, Regina with the lead over Danville as we go to the second quarter. Right off the inbounds, it's Grothy for three. Good. How about that to start the second quarter? We got us a one-point game, 16-15, Regina. Crofton in the backcourt. They break the press. Dumont on the left side. Picked up her dribble. Cross it to Crofton on the right wing. And we got a horn. And official timeout. 7:40 to go in the second quarter. Just starting quarter number two. Grothy with a three right out of the quarter. And now the officials need to have a conference. So did the wrong team get the ball out of the period? Because they've already reset the clock to 8 minutes now. So this will be interesting. Right off the inbounds pass, Grace Grothy hit a three out of the corner for Danville to cut it to a one-point game. Now both coaches, Mike Radloff and Jeff Wallace, at the scores table with the officials. Arrow pointed towards Danville. I think Jeff Wallace is saying that he should have had the arrow. Well, this is an interesting turn of events, Eric.
Well, it's tough. You know, we would not have that again. I don't know, someone on the Regina bench kept track of the last jump ball and things. And so, again, who should have got the ball? I don't think
there was a tie-up in the first quarter. I don't think there was a tie-up, but Danville won the opening tip. I don't remember a tie-up.
Now they put it back to 16-15, so they're going back. But now they got to take some time off the clock.
There's got to be about 20 seconds taken off the clock here. They're going to give them the three. I don't have it here that there was an alternate possession. Danville won the opening tap of the ball game, but I don't remember a tap or a possession arrow change.
I got to admit, I don't either, although, again, that's not. I try to do it a little bit with rebounds and turnovers and things. I don't do the alternate possession, but, again, someone on the Regina bench thought that that's something that had been missed. But, again, it's the official at the scorer's table. It's his call, and they stay with that.
Here's Regina with the basketball and a one-point lead. Pass tip going. Faden now comes away with it for the Bears. She'll take it all the way in. Layup is good, and Danville has the lead.
Well, this is tough. Regina's playing with a couple subs right now.
Kennedy Wallace got it knocked out of her hands, but gets it back into the front court. Turnover. Got it in the hands. Katie Dunn did not handle the pass. And now Danville has got all the momentum and starting to feel it.
Well, I may have to take back what I said earlier that Regina would want for Danville to press them, because I tell you, Regina had four turnovers in the first quarter, now two already in the first minute of the second quarter. So Danville, like, the quickness they're showing is somewhat surprising, but again, we haven't seen them.
Inside, Fadenauer can't get it to go. Rebound by Grace Dumont for the Regals. And that hounding defense by Danville. Crompton into the front court. Stutter step back to Dumont as she controls it out front. Here's a jumper. And off the window and in for Ellie Gahan. Her first two of the ball game. And Regina takes the lead back. Pushing into the front court is Bauer. Bauer driving in the lane. Layup no good. Fight for the board into the hands of Gahan. And then a block foul called on Alyssa Fadenhauer in the backcourt. Her first, that is team foul number three, I believe, on Danville.
We'll do a quick correction. It's Gahan. I coached her mom years and years ago, Emily Dickens back then. So, again.
Here's that full court press put on by the Bears. Kennedy Wallace in the backcourt with it. Pushes it into the front court for Dumont on the left side. Ball staying on the perimeter here. Alex Weiss again on the bench for the Regals with two fouls. Back to the top for Dumont. Right now unable to get Mary Crompton free for anything. Here's Wallace in the left corner with it. Cross it to Crompton. Catch three on the way. Can't get it to go. And the rebound on the inside by Catherine Lures for the Bears. 18-17. Regals in front. 5:50 to go, second quarter.
Crompton's gone a little cold. Missed her last two, three attempts. Again, a good look that time.
Here's Bauer. Drives baseline. Tough floater. No good. And the rebound into the hands of Dumont. Lost the handle on the ball. Fadenhauer up with it. Easy layup up and good by Alexis Bauer, her first two of the ball game. And back the other way come the Regals. Inside is Landon. Kick out to Wallace for three. Too strong. Rebound by Gahan. And then back to the top for Dumont. Dumont, Gahan, kicks it out. Left side, they get it in the hands of Wallace. Back to the top for Dumont as they reset. 5:13 to go in the second quarter. Dumont for Lehman, drives down, draws a crowd back out for Crompton. Crompton between the legs at the top of the key, hands it off for Dumont. Gets it to the top. Gahan, turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound by Grothy. Grothy pushing, sprinting up the left side into the front court for Danville. They have a one-point lead here. Spear to Fadenhauer on the right side. Back to the top for Spear. Spear fires a three. Good. And Danville has a four-point lead. Mackenzie Spear. 22-18 and a steal by Fadenhauer. Stolen right back by Lehman. Into the hands of Dumont. Drives in. Can't get it to go. Drew a little bump. Now gets the loose ball back up. Rolling it in for Grace Dumont. That's four for her in the game. Fadenhauer up the right wing to Spear. She drives all the way in. Floater good. And Danville right back up by four. Jeff Wallace has seen enough. He needs a 30. And I don't know if the Regals are just a little out of shape or what. You wouldn't think out of shape, but maybe a little bit shell-shocked by the speed that Danville is bringing this assault at them here in the second quarter.
I think 1 through 5, you know, Danville's about as quick as team as I've seen. You know, sometimes they're not smooth necessarily like their last couple three-point shots. You know, they're not picture-perfect form. But again, it's not what it looks like. It's whether it goes in the basket or not. And again, I got Regina for 4 turnovers already here in this quarter. Regina opting to keep Alex Weiss on the bench with 2 fouls. We'll see if they try to keep her on the bench for the entire second quarter or if they make a decision to bring her back in. But that's hurt them on their press break. They use Alex Weiss to do a lot on the press break. And again, they've been playing number 10. Alexa Lehman and 42 Ellie Gann quite a few minutes here, and again, so Regina trying to, you know, get to halftime where they can bring Weiss back into the ball game.
Press was easily broke that time. Crompton wide open for 3. She knocks down her 3rd triple of the first half. 23-24, Danville in front. Grothy into the front court. Back to the top for Spear. We're under 4 minutes to go till halftime. Morris on the right side with it. Back out for Spear. Spear tries the left side. Cut off there by Crompton. Now hands it off for Bauer. Bauer back to the top. Dribbles all the way over to the right side. Now back between the rings. Bauer working on Gann. Lost it. Guardy with the steal. Takes it all the way in. Got it partially blocked. It's going to go out of bounds. And it will stay with the Regals with 3:36 to go till halftime.
Well, nice steal by Guardy. She doesn't score a lot, so coming down maybe a half-step lead, but not able to get it up off the backboard and in.
Lehman gets it back to Crompton for 3. In and out. Rebound by Gann. Lost it. Ball loose on the floor, and Bauer is out of there with it. Up the right side she comes. 24-23 Danville. Here's Spear at the top. Trying to get it in to Fink, the 6'2 sophomore. They get it into her. Tries it up and under move. She traveled with the basketball. Turnover by the Bears.
Well, good defense by Ellie Gann there. Stayed behind her arms straight up and down and caused her to travel. So, again, good defense there by Regina.
Dunn fires it into Wallace. Cross it to Lehman into the front court. Guardy. Now back out high on the right wing to Crompton. Crompton for Guardy. Guardy picked up her dribble. Now gets it for Lehman. They bounce it to Crompton on the right side. Crompton dribbles back to the top. Gets in the lane at the free throw line. Kicks it back. Guardy open for 3. Too strong. Rebound goes long into the hands of Morris for the Bears. 2:50 to go till the break. Here comes Spear into the front court. Working on Crompton. Nice crossover. Gets it to Grothy. Grothy just inside the three-point line. Missed it short. Rebound into the hands for Wallace. Here come the Regals pushing. Guardy for Crompton on the right side. In the lane for Dunn. Get it out to Lehman. Back to Crompton. Open 3 on the way. Good.
Well, good ball movement there by Regina. About 3-4 different girls. Quick passes and got the ball out to Crompton. And again, the zone couldn't shift fast enough to get someone matched up with Crompton.
26-24. Here's a 3 from Morris that's off the mark. Rebound by Lehman. Threw it away. Right into the hands of Mackenzie Spear. Here's Grothy. Back to the top for Spear. Man-to-man look from Regina here. 26-24. Spear crossover. Gets to the lane. Stop. Pop. Good. Mackenzie Spear with 7 in the quarter. We're even at 26 apiece. Wallace, left side, just inside the 3. Jumper, too strong. Tapped out. It's going to stay with Regina. They say it's off Danville. Dumont checking in. Crompton's coming out. Lors is in. Fadenhauer comes back. Here's Alex Weiss back in the game with a minute 50 to go to the break.
Interesting with a minute 51 at the tie ball game to bring her back in. Now that's where she's got to know she cannot pick up a foul.
Guardy to trigger it off the baseline. Throws it out top for Lehman. Lehman bounces it in the lane. Weiss, turnaround shot. No good, and the rebound in the hands of Spear. Maybe a little bit too quick on that shot by Weiss. Here's Fadenhauer on the right side with a minute 40 to go. She triggers a jumper from just inside 3. That's no good. And the rebound is into the hands of Lehman. Guardy up the left side to Dumont. To Wallace. Back for Dumont. Dumont on the wing. Dribbles back to the top of the key and now to Guardy. 26 all as we near halftime. Guardy, right wing. They get it for Wallace. Back for Guardy. Weiss directing traffic on the post. Guardy to Lehman. Little 15-footer. In and out. Rebound goes into the hands of Fink, the 6'2 senior. Up to Fadenauer, who pushes it up the right side, all the way into the right corner. Back out for Spear. We hit the 1 minute mark of the first half. Spear hands it off for Fadenauer. 26-26. Back for Spear. Three on the way is good. And Mackenzie Spear, a huge second quarter for her, has given Danville a 3-point advantage. 29-26. Wallace into the front court. Back over for Gardy. 40 seconds to go till halftime. Spread out man-to-man defense. Gardy back to the top for Duba. Here's Wallace on the left side. Wallace crosses it to Gardy. Gardy gets it into Weiss. Weiss tries the baseline, dumps it across for Lehman up off the glass and in. Lehman off of nice feed from Alex Weiss.
That's where Weiss does so much. Again, she draws such attention, and again, she still sees the floor.
Spear with it, 15 seconds. Danville with a one-point lead, trying to add to it, going to the locker room. Bauer, left corner, they get it. Back for Spear, 5 seconds. Back for Bauer, left side, three. Bauer drives in, lost it, into the hands of Weiss. Baseball throw to the other end, coming our way, is no good, and that's the end of the first half. The start of the game looked like it was going to be all Iowa City Regina. They got out of the locker room on fire. But the Danville Bears come scratching and clawing back in the second quarter. And Danville has a one-point lead over the seventh-rated Regals at halftime, 29-28. We'll take a two-minute break and come back here to Highland. And we'll break down the first half numbers here on the South Gym, KGYM.
Between work, soccer practice, and everything else, I don't have time to keep track of the number of times I use my debit card, go to a certain ATM, or how many bills I pay online each month. I'm a good customer. How about a good reward?
First Federal Credit Union has a checking solution for your busy lifestyle. It's no strings checking. You earn 5% APY on your first $500 balance. No other conditions. No monthly fee, no minimum balance, no strings. You deserve a credit union that puts you first. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA.
Bob Bobbergear likes to act like he's just a regular guy, just like you and me. But who is the real Bob Bobbergear? Bob Bobbergear doesn't want you to know that when he breaks his iPhone, he throws it in the garbage and buys a new one. Throws it out and buys a new one. Ever heard of Digital Dock, Bob Bobbergear? They'll fix your broken iPhones or Samsung Galaxies for a fraction of the cost for replacing them. So who is the real Bob Bobbergear? Iowa can't afford to find out.
Paid for by the friends of Digital Dock, Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right?
Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
So this house is in a great neighborhood and walking distance from one of the best schools.
And what are they asking?
The asking price is only 24 years of really, really hard work.
Wow, that sounds like a lot.
Well, the house across the road just sold for a few years more.
While other insurance companies just see a house, we see the home you've worked really hard for, so why not give it the protection it deserves?
Tell you what, why don't we offer 23 years with a fast close?
We're gonna need to sleep on it.
Yeah.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
KZIA HD3 Cedar Rapids. This is the South Gym at 106.3 FM.
Back here in Highland, it is halftime of Class 2A Region 5 final of the night. The 20-4 Danville Bears lead the 20-4 Regals of Iowa City Regina at halftime, 29-28. Jeff Moss and Eric Peterson here with you on the South Gym KGYM. High school basketball is always brought to you by First Federal Credit Union. You can check them out online at firstfedcu.com. As we take a look at the numbers in the first half, Mary Crompton leading all scorers at the half for Iowa City Regina. She had 14 in the first half, and after that, there is a significant drop-off. Alex Weiss had 6 in the first half. Of course, she sat most of the second quarter with those two fouls. She finished the first half with 6. 4 for Grayson Dumont, and then 2 apiece for Alexa Lehman and Ellie Gann. No free throws in the first half attempted by Regina. For Danville, led right now by Mackenzie Spear with 10 at the break, 9 for Alyssa Fadenhauer, 6 for Grace Grothy, 2 apiece for Lauren Fink and Alexis Bauer, and the Danville Bears were 3 of 3 from the free throw line in the first half. Regina had a lead after the first quarter at 16-12, and then Danville outscores Regina 17-12 in the second quarter to take a one-point advantage into the locker room at 29-28, Eric.
Well, we thought again coming in, Danville was an unknown, us not having seen them, and I guess what I don't want to say surprises me, but again, just how quick they are. I'd say quickness. Like I say, not the smoothest team when you look at some of the shooters and different things, but yet effective, extremely effective. They forced Regina into 10 first half turnovers, and again, I thought Regina would. If Danville pressed, that would be to Regina's favor, but Regina struggled against pressure. They weathered the storm, though. They got to halftime. They're only down one. And, again, that's with we sitting about 7 minutes of the ball game. Again, a very tough call that went against her. Again, the old proverbial block charge call, the toughest call in basketball. And, again, that sent her to the bench. A little surprised Coach Wallace put her back in with about a minute left to potentially risk that third foul. But opted to it again. She stayed away from it. I think it's going to be important for her to stay away from that third foul so she doesn't get that too quickly, and they can keep her on the floor for the majority of the rest of the ball game.
Well, we've got a shocker tonight as we look around the state for scores. Number 9, Dyke New Hartford knocks off number 1, Northland tonight, 64-53. So Dyke New Hartford moves on to state for the first time since 1998. And North Lynn, their only loss on the year is that one. They finish at 23-1.
Well, just read a little bit in the paper, and the North Lynn coach mentioned that, again, had certainly concerns. That was actually odd, the toughest matchup, number 1 versus number 9
yeah.
in a regional final. And again, if you're playing Dyke New Hartford, they've got athletes. They've had obviously one of the premier volleyball programs, and if those girls were playing multiple sports, they've been to state tournaments. They've experienced pressure. And so but that's certainly a surprise. The North Lynn coach certainly kind of knew that was going to be a tough, tough ball game.
Another 2A team has punched their ticket. Grundy Center defeats Pekin tonight 44-36. So again, just like it is in volleyball, it seems, those Grundy County and Butler County teams, Dyke New Hartford and Grundy Center, they're only separated by about 8 miles, folks. Grundy Center head to state. Dyke New Hartford upsets number 1 North Lynn. They are heading to state. Springville was leading at halftime 27-10 in their ball game. Let's see what else we have for other scores. And that's really about it. So a huge upset there. We've kind of got one brewing here, but we'll see what Regina comes back with in the second half. Of course, Alex Weiss, she sat out basically that entire second quarter with those two fouls. So that really hurt Regina defensively, especially in the full court press. And Weiss, she'll be back on the floor for the entire second half, obviously, here.
Well, again, Regina struggled a little bit. They brought players off the bench. Ellie Gann, although Ellie got a basket, as did Alexa Lehman. They also brought Katie Dunn, but a couple turnovers came, right about that time. They struggled a little more with the press. I'd mentioned Alex Weiss, a key part of Regina's press break, and without her on the floor, again, Regina struggled a little bit against pressure. So, Regina really needs Weiss on the floor.
Mary Crampton, of course, as we mentioned in the first half, she had 14 points. She knocked down 4 3-pointers. Right now they're doing a really good job of reversing the ball to get her wide open looks. I think at a certain point here in the second half, she's going to have to take on a little bit more of the offense by herself.
Well, yeah, she went a little cold. She had some early baskets, 2 threes and a 2, and then there was about 3, 4, 5 shots in a row that she missed and had gone a little cold. Got some good looks, but again, did close the half making 2 threes. So again, got back on track.
If you're Danville here, you get obviously a one-point advantage going to the locker room. Regina gets the arrow to start the second quarter. That's something we haven't mentioned there, was that kind of a little bit of controversy, but right off the opening tap of the game, Danville won the opening tap. We couldn't find anywhere here that there was an alternate possession in the first quarter. Danville inbounds the ball to start the second quarter, and right off the inbounds, 5 seconds in, boom, they nail a three to cut it to a one-point game. But kind of looking back, and they even had timeout to discuss it, by all everything I've seen here, it should have been Regina basketball instead of Danville. They did not reverse it. They still gave the three to Danville. And then after that, Danville just felt like they had a little bit of momentum rocking after that, and they controlled the second quarter.
Well, the officials did what they could. Yep. Again, it's the official scorekeeper. And again, just from our view, he was adamant about the possession arrow and which way it was and things. Again, it'll be interesting if it's a one- or two-point ball game to review the film and see if there was a jump ball or if it just was an inadvertent mistake. Again, I'm assuming it's someone from Riverside Highland that does a lot of the ball game. So again, you're always grateful for the people that step forward and are willing to take on those tasks. And, you don't know, again, that he very well could have been correct. Maybe we missed a jump ball, or it could have just been a mistake that was made. But again, according to the official book, which is where they keep track of the possession arrow, he had that it was Danville's basketball. So again, the three-pointer counted because for a second they had taken it off the board.
Well, an interesting start already in the second half here. Catherine Lures on the bench with an ice pack on her neck to start the second half. So the Bears will be out without one of their starters. They'll just bring Lauren Fink, the 6'2 senior, off the bench to start the second half. So it'll be Fadenhauer, Grothy, Fink, Spear, and Bauer. And Regina will counter with Gardy, Weiss, Dumont, Crompton, and Wallace.
Well, you never know. A lot of times at games, you have one of your own people at the scorer's table kind of doing an official, or not official, but a book as well. And so, again, it would have been interesting to hear the discussion there at the beginning of the second quarter.
Right in they go to Weiss. Kick it out to Dumont. She's got an open three. It's good. And Regina takes the lead right away to start the third quarter. Grayson Dumont with a big three. 31-29. Full court pressure here. Spear breaks it to Grothy, right side, throws it inside. Fadenhauer with the catch-up up at the window and good. Well, double figures for her, 31 all.
They made a nice pass all the way down low and, again, wide open down low. Now, the officials are really letting them play, and I don't object to that. I just hope that it stays consistent through the end of the ball game, because sometimes you see games where they really let them play, and then all of a sudden the last 3 minutes, things that contact they were allowing all game, they start calling fouls.
Kennedy Wallace buries a three out of the left corner, back-to-back triples. And we've got a whistle. Oh, Nets
caught up
Nets
there.
Got caught up there. So Kennedy Wallace knocks down a three. 34-31, three-point advantage. Kennedy Wallace with her first points of the basketball game.
Regina changing up defenses to a half court. A 2-1-2. They ran this really effectively against West Branch.
Bauer on the left side. Back to the top for Spear. Drives, kick for Bauer. Three from the right wing. Too strong. Fight for the board. Loose on the floor. Weiss is out of there with it.
And that's, again, an example. There's contact right in front of us. A player knocked to the floor. And, again, the officials let him keep playing.
Wallace left corner. Three again. Rolling, no. Board by Weiss. Back up. Too strong. Rebound by Bauer. Good look by Alex Weiss. Here comes Spear into the front court. Just underway third quarter. Here's Grothy, right wing three. No, but a rebound by Fadenhauer. Back up and in. She's got 13 in the ball game. 34-33 Regal.
She does everything well. Got the rebound there and put it right back up. Again, some contact there, but it's playing right through the contact.
Here's Crompton, right wing with it. Back to the top for Gardy. She drives in. Gets it off for Wallace. Wallace for Gardy on the left side. Hands it for Wallace. Regals look a little out of sync here.
But they're going to reset their offense, and that's fine. Again, your point guard's out of position there.
Jumper at the top of three from Kennedy Wallace is good.
Well, Kennedy did not score in the first half, so for her to come out and hit two quick threes, that's huge for Regina, and that stretches their lead to four.
Inside they go to Fink. They call it on the floor. The foul is called on Kennedy Wallace. That's her second. Team foul number one in the second half. Checking into the game. Here comes Bauer back into the game. Or Lures, excuse me. Here's Grothy. Gets it back for the top. Spear fell to the floor. Kept her dribble. Hands it off for Grothy at the top of the key. Get it back to the top for Spear. Off a screen. 37-33. Regals back in front.
Bauer hands it off for Spear. Left corner, they get it for Lures. Regals doing a good job defensively here of hanging with it. Back to the top, stolen by Gardner. Two steps in front of the pass. Into the front court, a foul on a reach in. It's going to be called on on Danville. And it's a reach foul called on Mackenzie Spear, her first. And Lehman checks back into the game.
Well, you really have to watch when you watch Danville with the basketball. You really watch Alyssa Fadenauer because, again, she had 5-6 plays inside.
Here's Crompton. Can you make it four in a row? Yes! And they're up by 7, 40-33.
That's just a nice inbounds pass by inbounds play by Regina to get the ball to Crompton.
Left corner to Lures. Timeout taken by Mike Radloff. He needs a full timeout. Two threes by Kennedy Wallace, a three by Grayson Dumont, a three by Mary Crompton. And the Regals lead 40-33 in the third. Back after this on the South Gym KGYM.
When something bad happens, you don't want to get sucked into the black hole of voicemail. And you certainly don't want to tell your story over and over each time you're transferred. What you want is a kind, smart person who knows your coverage top to bottom, understands how you're feeling, and helps you figure out what's next. It's really not too much to ask. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
The timeout. Danville with the basketball. Regina with a 7-point lead. Lost out of bounds. Tipped out by Lauren Gardy. 40-33. Regina leading Danville. Jeff Moss and Eric Peterson here with you on the South Gym 106.3 FM. KGYM. Spear triggers it in and gets it for Grothen. Bauer all the way onto the left wing. Regals have switched to straight man-to-man here. Spear at the top with the dribble. Working on Crompton. Gets the lane. Fires on up. No good. Rebound by Fadenauer. Offensive board for Danville.
You know, it's so odd. The Fadenauer's 5'6", but she leads Danville in rebounding. And again, just so quick to the basketball.
Here is Lures with it. Left elbow. Lures at the free throw line. Backs it out. Right side. They go to Grothy. Grothy fires a three. No good. Rebound by Weiss. On the interior for the Regals. Gets it out for Gardy. Gardy up the left side into the front court. Gardy just sprinting. Gets it for Crompton. Crompton back for Weiss. Weiss down the lane to the hoop. Good. Alex Weiss off a pretty feed from Mary Crompton. It's a 9-point Regina lead.
She was knocked down, giving up the basketball to start kind of the fast break. But again, she got right up, hustled down, and Crompton found her going down the lane.
Grothy for an answered three. No good. Rebound by Lures, and we got a foul on the inside. It'll be free throws for Lures that they called on Weiss.
Okay, decisions time again.
Nope, they didn't get it on Weiss. They got it on Lehman.
Okay, that's a huge call.
Alexa Lehman, her first team foul, number two. They were both right there.
Yeah, no, they were.
So at the free throw line is Catherine Lures. She missed the first one.
Well, Danville, not a great free throw shooting team here, so.
Right now, the Regals 11-4 outscoring Danville here in this third quarter. Second free throw rolls around and goes to the hoop.
That's Lures' first point of the ball game.
Here comes that 2-2-1 full court press by Danville. Crompton, they break it. Wallace to Gardy on the left side. Gardy pulls it out. 3-minute mark of the third quarter, 42-34. Weiss back for Gardy. Gardy's left corner.
Point.
Wallace inside to Weiss. Weiss working on Bauer. Kick it out. Crompton wide open three again. No good. And the rebound into the hands for Bauer.
That was halfway down and spit back out.
Spear through the hands of Bauer, into the hands of Lehman, who looked like she dribbled it off her foot. And the official says, my bad, it was off of her foot. And it'll be Danville basketball. Pointed the wrong way.
Yeah, he did, and the Danville coach right away reacted, which he should have. He just, again, was a little mixed up in terms of direction, and again, now they get it corrected.
Spear into Grothy. Danville needs an answer here. Spear at the top. Here's Fadenauer. 2:40 to go in the third quarter. 42-34, Iowa City, Regina. Behind some hot three-point shooting here in the third quarter has taken the lead.
And they gave up baseline again.
Baseline good. Alexis Bauer with four in the game.
Boy, that's about the second, third, fourth time Regina's given up the baseline. They're out in good position. You got to force that to the middle of the floor.
Prompted on the right side. Dribbles in the lane. Stop pop from 10. Too strong. Rebound by Weiss. Back up and in.
Well, again, that's one thing that Danville doesn't have. Alex Weiss there again, just pulling down the rebound, taking it right back up.
And a foul out front on Lauren Gardy. Little bump foul there. That's going to be her first. Team foul number three. Grace Newmont and Ellie Gann check back into the game. And that's going to take Kennedy Wallace and Alexa Lehman out. Bauer with it. 2-minute mark in the third quarter. Bauer, pass tip, out of bounds. It'll stay with Danville with a minute 55 to go here in the third quarter.
Well, key minute 55, Regina going to their bench here. And again, the bench did some good things, but yet again, a couple turnovers. So important for Regina to play well this last minute 52 of the third quarter.
Spear at the top. Here's Lurs in the left corner. They get into Fink. Fink turning around on Weiss. Up, rolling good. A little bit of English, and Fink's got four. 44-38 Regals. Gardy up the left side to Gann. Gann takes it in to the elbow and back to the top for Gardy to reset with 90 seconds left, third quarter.
That's a good decision by Gann. Could have tried to take it to the basket, but instead brought it back out to Gardy to set up the offense.
Gardy has it again as they reverse to the top. Gardy will pull it out. Danville switching to a zone look here. Dumont on the left side, back for Gardy. Minute 10, Gardy crossover in the lane. Back out for Dumont. Dumont to Crompton, right wing three on the way. Too strong again. Rebound tracked down by Fadenauer in the corner.
Now again, a good look by Crompton there.
Fadenauer pushes, gets it in deep. Kick it out, Spear at the top for three. Missed it. Rebound though by Lures. Back to the top for Spear. Under a minute to go in the third. Fadenauer in the lane. Get it out to Grothy. Three on the way from her. Too strong. Rebound by Weiss on the inside for the Regals. Weiss gets it off for Dumont. Brace it, Dumont sprinting. Gets it to Crompton. Foul. Called on Spear. Grayson Dumont just absolutely sprinting that ball into the front court for the Regina Regals.
39.3 seconds left. Regina will have the ball underneath their own, well, not under the basket, more off to the side here.
Alyssa Becker checking in. Fadenauer comes out. Lurs also came out. Spear came out. So there are some subs on the floor right now for Danville with 39 seconds left in the third quarter.
Well, getting some of their starters this little break here at the end of the quarter.
Gann to Wallace on the left side. Dumont at the top, 32nd mark of the third quarter. I think Jeff Wallace wants the last shot of the third. They get into Dumont, off the cut, through her hands. And into the hands of Bauer, so well, a turnover.
If you're trying to run clock, you don't throw that pass. Again, it's cutting to the basket there. It's going to force a shot, and instead it forced a turnover. Now Danville going to run it for the last shot.
10 seconds. Off for Bauer. She drives baseline. Inside, blocked by Weiss with 4 seconds. Weiss with three, and traveled with it with a second left to go in the third quarter. Trying to launch it from beyond half court and gets called for steps. Dunn comes in. Weiss goes to the bench with a second left in the third quarter. Gardy's going to check in too. And I think this is just strictly for defense. They're going to take Gann out. 44-38. Regina on top with a second left in the third quarter. Morris to trigger it in. Gets it in. Oh, Bauer fires it up. I don't know how they got the shot off. It's no good anyway, but that's the end of three. We go to the fourth quarter. A trip to Des Moines on the line. Right now, the Regals lead it 44-38 over the Danville Bears going to the fourth. Back after this on the South Gym, KGYM.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
If you're not a fan of change, well, that makes you pretty much like everybody else. But stuff's gonna happen. New car, new house, new baby, maybe a new driver in the family. You have enough on your plate, so let your person take care of the insurance part. Just call or email. Let them know what's new and what's up, and they'll handle it. Nice. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
Here in Riverside at Highland High School, Jeff Moss and Eric Peterson here with you in this Class 2A Region 5 final. Regina with a 44-38 lead over Danville as we go to the fourth. Cascade and Bellevue knotted up 38 apiece going to the fourth quarter in that one too in a regional final.
Well, one key thing that quarter, Weiss did not pick up another foul, so she should be able to be aggressive all this quarter.
Here is Bauer, gets into Fadenhauer, Weiss gets aggressive, tips it away, but it goes into the hands of Bauer, and back to the top for Spear. That quarter, Regina outscored the Bears 16-9 to take this advantage. Fadenhauer pumps, drives, little contact, no call. Weiss skies up for the rebound off the miss by Alyssa Fadenhauer.
You know, and Weiss just does such a great job of going and getting the basketball. It's not like going straight up. That was off a little bit, and she went and got the basketball.
Dumont back for Gardy. Gardy dribbles to the right side, trying to get it for Wallace, tipped out of bounds by the Bears.
Well, again, this is Regina. You know, they're up six. You know, you can run your offense and look for good shots. You don't have to force things. Again, you're certainly not in a delay of any type, but again, you can make good decisions.
Here's Dumont, wide open three off the kick. No good, rebound by Bauer. Looked like she was going to have a run out, but she hit the brakes. Fadenhauer on the right wing with it for Danville. It's a six-point ball game right now as we start the fourth quarter. A trip to Des Moines on the line. This is Spear at the top of the key. Left side for Grothy. Grothy looking, fires it in, got it to Spear. Spear kicks it out now. Bauer with it through traffic, and they call a foul. It had to be with the body because it looked pretty clean up top on the ball. They're going to call the foul on Alexa Lehman, and that's her second, and that's four on the Regals here in the second half.
Well, there's been a lot of contact this game. That's one again. It's tough. She's going in amongst a lot of bodies there.
Bauer's free throw, no good. Rattles off. Alexis Bauer with 4 points in the ball game. Dumont out, Crompton back in. 44-38.
Danville shoots 63% as a team from the free throw line.
Bauer hits the second one.
Well, now they creep within five.
Crompton picked up her dribble in the backcourt. Off to Lehman, stolen. Now it's loose on the floor again. Fadenhauer gets down there for it. Possession arrow belongs to Regina on the tie-up.
That's where Lehman just didn't handle the ball. We talked about some of the subs for Regina, just the intensity of the game, the physicality of the game, and that time Lehman, again, letting the ball go through. Unfortunately for Regina, the possession arrow favors them.
Weiss up the right side. They break the press. She's going to take it all the way in. Kick it out for Cann. Deep two. No good. Rebound in the hands of Bauer. A very quick shot there for Regina. Here comes Spear the other way for the Bears. The Bears trying to creep back. We're not really out of this thing. It's only a five-point game. Trying to make it a one-possession ball game. Fadenhauer drives out to Spear. Open three. Missed it short. Long rebound to Crompton. Another tie-up. This time the arrow belongs to Danville.
Well, again, I like the way the official let him play. That time Crompton and a Danville player got the ball. Both went after it aggressively. A fight for the basketball and a jump ball. So, again, I hope, again, this officiating stays consistent because they've been really letting them play.
Brothy dribbles it to the top. Off for Bauer. Little pump fake, but Weave stays right on her. Back for Grothy on the drive. Now to Spear. Spear tries to drive. Little Weave out front. Kick it to Bauer in the right corner. Maybe waited a half second too long. She had an open look at a three. Didn't pull it. Back to the top is Spear. 44-39 Regina. Fadenauer in the lane. Got knocked loose. And now we get a foul. Fadenauer trying to go after the loose foul. Ball knocks Gann to the floor. And Fadenauer called for her second, team foul number three on the Bears.
Good defense there. Ellie Gann holding her ground. Fadenauer took it into three regals, and the ball was loose, and Gann got to it, and she's fouled.
Crompton breaks the press into the front court, picks it up on the right side. Now to Gardy at the top. Back for Crompton. Back for Gardy now. Gardy dribbles to the left side. Fires it into Weiss. Pass tip stolen again, and a foul on Weiss.
Ooh.
A 90-footer. She got her hand caught in there. Got her hand caught. Really nothing she can do about it.
Well, that's almost a forced pass there. Again, Weiss is kind of there, but the ball doesn't get through, and then that's Weiss's third foul.
Into the front court is Spear. It's a five-point ball game. Spear dribbling around. The count's on. Count's on. Count's on. She doesn't know it. Five-second call.
I think she knew it, but Regina got a hand on the basketball, and she kind of, again, count couldn't start over again, but for her to get the ball and again, continue the dribble, nowhere to go. So great defense. Again, that was that 2-1-2 half-court trap, and again, it helped create the turnover.
Into the front court is going to be Grayson Dumont with control. 5 minutes to go in this one. 44-39 Regina. Gann in the right corner. Back for Dumont. Swing it to the top for Wallace. In the lane for Gann. Kick it out. Crompton. Open three on the way. Too strong. We've got a foul underneath. It's
going to
be on
here.
Danville. It's going to be on Grothy. And that's her first, number four.
That's a nice pass by Gann. She got the ball at the high post. And again, Crompton had a wide open look.
Under the basket is Dumont to trigger it in. Looking, trying to get to Weiss, does, and we got a foul. It's going to be a hold underneath on Lures, trying to stop the easy inbounds pass to Weiss.
Well, five team fouls apiece now, so again, neither team in the bonus yet, but we're going to get there, it looks like.
Checking in again is Fink. Inbounds to the top for Gann. Gann off to Weiss, to Wallace, to Gann in the lane. Kick it out to Dumont. Little pump fake drive, now back to Weiss.
And this is fine. Regina, it's not there. You run the offense, you look, and then you just get it back out to the point guard and set it up and run it again.
Dumont holding the basketball here. They make Nate Danville come out and foul him. They get it to Weiss. Drown the lane. Missed the layup, but draws the foul. And this will be the first free throws of the contest for the Regals with 4:25 left to go in the basketball game.
Well, nice set play by Regina. They get the ball to Weiss at the high post. She fakes a handoff and then goes down the lane. Too bad she couldn't get it up and in for a three-point opportunity, but she'll shoot two.
She's got 10 in the ball game. So Alex Weiss at the free throw line, shooting the first free throw of the game for the Regals, and it's off the heel of the iron and out.
Again, a little hard off that back iron, like you said here. So, again, Danville, it's been about a five-point game here for the last 2-3 minutes. Regina still has not scored here in this fourth quarter, and we have 4:25 left in the quarter.
Fink checks out. I think they brought Lures back into the game. Weiss shooting the second of two. It's on the way. No good. Rebound on the inside by Lures.
Well, that's tough for Regina. You run a play and you almost have a three-point opportunity and then you miss both free throws.
Grothy out high on the right wing with it. Now to Spear. Spear back for Grothy. Fadenauer on the right wing with it. Alyssa Fadenauer has controlled the ball game for the Bears. They trail here in the fourth quarter. Out to Grothy. Fires the three. Missed it all. It's going to go out of bounds right in front of us here. Basketball back to Regina with 3:56 left to play. And Mike Radloff needs 30 seconds to talk it over with the Bears. 44-39 Regals on top. Kind of a slow-moving fourth quarter for both of these teams.
Well, I just think both teams are playing exceptional defense. You know, you talked about Danville and the defense they play, and they really have. But, again, you know, Regina has great quickness as well, and both teams are doing a great job of keeping the ball in front of them, not letting them get the ball to the basket. And but we're seeing 30-second, 40-second possessions. And, again, neither team is shooting the ball all that well. Grothy, the shot she got earlier in the game and hit, that time she missed. Compton's had a couple good looks and missed. Weiss, again, a layup opportunity where she's fouled and misses the free throw. So, again, just a good ball game, and now we're inside of 4 minutes here.
That other 2A regional final right now, Cascade leading 46-39 in the fourth quarter over Bellevue. Dumont in the backcourt with it. Goes behind the back, gets by Grothy into the front court. 3:50 left to play. 44-39, Regals in front. Dumont picked up her dribble in a tough spot, trying to get it off for Crompton, but now Wallace bails her out. Crompton on the right side fires it to Wallace, coming down the lane for two.
Well, again, a nice set play, and Kennedy Wallace coming off a screen, coming to the ball, and a great, I think that was Gardy, a great pass.
Badenhauer, baseline, up with it, can't get it, rebound by Weiss.
Well, that's a huge miss there. Again, Danville's best player had a step and got it up off the backboard, but couldn't get it to go in, and again, I can't tell you watching Weiss go get the basketball.
Turnover by the Regals, trying to get to Gardy on a slash.
That's tough. You're up seven and you turn the ball over.
Bauer to the top for Spear. Danville in desperate need of a basket here in the fourth quarter. Grothy throws it in, stolen. Alex Weiss has taken over the fourth quarter defensively and on the glass for the Regals. Here's Crompton into the front court with it. 2:45 to go in this one. 46-39 ball game.
You're up seven with 2:43. Nothing should be forced now. It should be a good look, a wide open look.
Crompton, left side for Gardy. Gardy, back to the top for Dumont. Right side, Crompton again. They're trying to look for something, get Weiss going inside. Wallace on the left side. Now they throw it into Crompton off the slash with the left hand up off the window and in.
Well, nice job just again running the offense. And again, a Crompton cut. She catches the ball, goes left hand. But again, a layup, a layup. So again, great execution by Regina.
Spear with it. Here's Bauer. A big three and they need it. They can't get it. Rebound is Fadenhauer. Kicks it out but stolen by Crompton. Mary Crompton pushes it to the front court. We're at the 2 minute mark of this one.
I don't know if you're Regina, if you shoot the ball. Again, I know I always preface this by saying I'm a conservative coach, but again, you're up now 9 points.
Dumont inside. Oh, see, tough shot. No good, but Weiss comes barreling in there. If they've got to call this on Alex Weiss.
No, they're going to bail.
No, they don't. They call it on Grothy. Wow. Weiss came barreling in there for that rebound and knocked over three Danville uniforms.
Yeah, and she got the ball first, but then I thought maybe it was a travel. But that's not a shot you want to take. That's, again, Grayson Dumont. You know, she's in a horribly forced shot, for lack of anything else. You know, and that's where you don't take that. You're up nine. You know, inside of 2 minutes, you know, you run your offense there. That Regina fortunate to get the ball back.
So the foul on Grothy is team foul number 7. It sends Alex Weiss back to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1.
Well, again, I think Regina got a break there. Like I say, I do think Weiss got to the ball first, and then there was a collision. I think it could have been a travel, but officials there, and they make the call. And again, the Danville side not happy at all on that call. But again, you know, Weiss just that quickness and goes gets the basketball. If you watch her, as we've been and have the opportunity, it's one of her most impressive qualities is just, you know, a lot of times, you know, you're under the basket and it's kind of straight up and down, but she sees it coming off the rim and she goes and gets it. And that makes her such an effective rebounder, both on the defensive and offensive end. So Regina will shoot here again, 1-1. Weiss missed two free throws just a little bit ago. Again, we're at the 1:46 mark.
So Weiss at the line for a 1-1. She missed her last two. The only two free throws that Regina has shot tonight. It's up, it's good.
Well, she's a good free throw shooter again, so you don't expect.
And a little sideline. Oh, they got a towel.
Must be some moisture on the floor there.
So taking a look here, they go to the fourth quarter in 1A. AGWSR, so Ackley Geneva Wellsburg Steamboat Rock with a lead over Linville Sully. How about the North Iowa Cedar League flexing their muscles tonight? Dyke New Hartford, if you're just joining us, upset number one rated Northland. Grundy Center with a win over Pekin, and right now AGWSR in control of their game, looking to punch a ticket to state in 1A. As Weiss knocks down the second free throw and the biggest lead of the contest, 50-39, Grothy with a three, no good. Weiss goes and gets it. Rebound for Alex Weiss up to Gardy. 90 seconds left in this one. 50-39, Regals in front.
Now this is where, again, if you're Danville, have you scouted who do you foul? I think Gardy is who you foul.
Gardy with it, now off for Dumont. A minute 20 left to go. Back for Wallace, right side for Gardy. If you're Danville, you've got a foul here. Crompton, you don't want a foul. She's the 91% free throw shooter. Left side for Gardy as we hit.
They're calling for the foul on the bench. And
finally, they get it. And it's on Grace Grothy, which sends Grace and Dumont to the free throw line.
Well, you know, in the first half, Danville hit a couple threes. Grace Grothy hit a couple. Spear hit a couple. That has not happened in the second half. Those same shots, they have not been able to convert.
Dumont knocks down the free throw.
And I think that's been the difference in the ball game. Again, Groth and Spear stepped up, and again, four threes. And again, this half, they have not been able to convert.
Knocks them both down. Grayson Dumont makes it 52-39. Spear fires a three. That's rolling. No good. Weiss goes back up, but lost it into the hands of Lourdes. No good. Fadenhauer's shot is partially blocked, but they'll call a foul, and she'll go to the free throw line.
I think that's where Weiss thought she maybe was fouled there, getting that rebound. And
foul again, is on Weiss, and that's four.
But again, Regina up 12. Or excuse me, 13
seconds.
With 50.3 left.
Fadenhauer's free throw, no good. Mike Radloff needs a timeout. It's going to be a full. We'll take it with them. It's going to be our probably last timeout of the ballgame. 52-39 Regals, 50 seconds to play. Back after this on KGYM.
Back in 1947, when young Willa Dickens began as a watchmaker at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, the sparse utility of the war years was ready to give way to the cheer of color in fashion, furniture, and of course, jewelry. Women from Hollywood starlet to housewife glowed with colored gemstones on ear, neck, and hand. Ruby red and emerald green, blue sapphire, purple amethyst, topaz, citron, aquamarine. Often these beauties were received happily in a Hertin and Stocker box. Now, as in those distant days, colored gemstones are again bringing cheer and joy. So come see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Back in Riverside, 52-39. Regina on top, 50 seconds left to play. Fadenhauer hits her second free throw.
Now you just got to handle pressure here.
Go full court, and they get into Weiss. Jump ball. Arrow belongs to Regina. Another 2A final tonight. Panorama defeating Des Moines Christian 36-33. So Panorama, the third-rated Panthers, knock off Des Moines Christian. So Panorama punches their ticket to state in Class 2A. And the arrow is Regina's basketball.
Get straight up, all right? You're stationary this time. You can't go anywhere. All right? Don't reach over.
It will be Wallace inbound right here in front of us. Looking to throw it in. Can't get it to Crompton. And she stepped over the line. No.
No, the defender went over the line. And again,
the
official, we had a microphone right there. You might have picked it up. Said again, you have to stay straight up and down. And again, the Regina can't move. But
5 seconds, you stay straight up.
Wallace to trigger it in. Looking to fire in. Full court pressure here by Danville. Still looking.
Timeout, Regina. Danville doing a great job of denying every place pressure on the basketball.
We talked about this in the pregame, just looking at the numbers, the sheer numbers of this. Danville forced 425 steals this year. They live and die on the defensive side of the basketball. And I'll tell you what, Mike Radloff, he's got a squad down there at Danville. We kind of look at the numbers. You look at who they played, who Regina played. Well, Regina played tougher teams all year long. Danville's come in here ready to ball tonight. And other than this fourth quarter where they've only scored 2 points, both at the free throw line, they were in this thing from start to finish tonight.
Well, like you say, we mentioned the first half they had a couple girls step up and hit threes. They've had those same shots and have not been able to get those to go in. Now, Regina changing their setup now.
Still that full court pressure. Weiss will trigger it. Got it into Dumont. Dumont pushing up the left side. 44. Foul on Faden now. That's her third and number 9.
That's a good job. Regina, Coach Wallace again used his timeout, changed his setup, put two in a little line at the free throw line, then put one on half court at each side and just ran a little different set.
And Fadenauer will check out of the ball game. She's only a junior, so she'll be back next year for Danville. Grayson Dumont stepping into the free throw line here. She's a senior. First free throw is up, good.
Well, again, Regina in pretty good shape here, up 13 with 43 seconds remaining. Regina taking players off of the free throw line, not wanting to pick up any fouls here.
Another free throw coming up here for Grayson Dumont is on the way and good. A perfect 4-of-4 at the free throw line tonight. A timeout taken
by Coach Wallace.
It is going to be a full. We haven't had a whole lot of timeouts, so let's take one real quick. 54-40. Regals on their way back to Des Moines. Back after this on KGYM.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Back here in Highland at Riverside High, or Riverside at Highland High School. Switch that back and forth. Jeff Moss and Eric Peterson here with you. 54-40. Regina up by 14. Ready to punch their ticket back to Wells Fargo Arena.
Well, here to the Regals, you just want to play good, solid defense and not foul. I'm not sure how many timeouts Danville might have left, but again, they shouldn't be able to stop the clock maybe more than one more time. And so Regina just played good defense.
Rothy fires a three. That's good. And a timeout is taken by Danville. That's the first field goal of the fourth quarter. Mike Radloff, I believe that's got to be his final timeout. So he will take his final timeout. 54-43 your score. The three by Grace Grothy, the only field goal here of the fourth quarter. The second half, it's kind of cliche to say a tale of two halves, but it really has been. I mean, Regina went to the locker room. Danville had the lead in this game at halftime of this one, 29-28. And since then, it has been all Regals. Regals outscored the Bears 16-9 in the third quarter. And they're on pace to outscore the Bears, let's see here, 4, 8, 9, 10, 5 here in the fourth.
Well, that time, you know, talk about teachable learning moments. You know, that time Regina on defense, you know, fell asleep. Danville ran just a little play off a double screen, and Regina didn't fight through or didn't go over the top and ended up, again, Danville got a wide open look from three. And again, down at the state tournament, you know, you got to do a little bit better job defending. So
Weiss will trigger it in out of the timeout, sliding it to Crompton. Foul before the ball was even inbounded. It's going to be a hold on Spear on Crompton.
Well, Crompton did a good job contact and trying to fight through the contact, literally forcing the official to make the call. Again, it was the ball was not inbounded there, but Crompton again, contact there and fight through it, so she'll shoot two.
So Mary Crompton to the free throw line. She's got 19. No, this is a free throw.
90%
free throw shooter. Her only free throw attempt of the night. Missed it right there. She'll shoot another one here. And good. So a 20-point night for Crompton. She checks out. Subs are going to come in, and Coach Mike Radloff will get his seniors off the floor and bring in some of the players off the end of the bench for Danville.
Well, they started four seniors tonight, so again, Danville losing some quality kids.
Fadenhauer to now Ashley Fadenhauer, who's checked into the game with 23 seconds. Take it up, missed it. Lehman with the rebound into the hands of Dumont. 16 seconds left. Coach Mike Radloff calls it off, says don't foul. They'll get it out to Dumont. 9 seconds, and that will do it. The Regals of Iowa City, Regina. They were a semifinalist a year ago, and they will have a chance to head back to Des Moines for the fourth time in 4 years. The seventh in school history. The Regals of Iowa City, Regina punch their ticket to Wells Fargo Arena. 55-43. Iowa City, Regina state bound with the victory over Danville tonight. We will take a break. We'll come back in 2 minutes and get you your final numbers in this one as the Regals of Iowa City, Regina are heading back to Wells Fargo Arena with their victory over Danville. Back in two on KGYM.
The thought of winter coming can be chilling. Knee-deep snow, face-numbing winds, frozen fingers, temperatures below zero. And yet, without a Duralast car battery, it could be even worse. That's why Duralast batteries are tested to perform in harsh conditions. So even if it's 40 below zero, your car can start up like it's 72 and sunny. Visit any of our 5,000 locations nationwide and let's get you what you need. Get in the zone,
AutoZone. When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
So this house is in a great neighborhood and walking distance from one of the best schools.
And what are they asking?
The asking price is only 24 years of really, really hard work.
Wow, that sounds like a lot.
Well, the house across the road just sold for a few years more.
While other insurance companies just see a house, we see the home you've worked really hard for, so why not give it the protection it deserves?
Tell you what, why don't we offer 23 years with a fast close?
We're gonna need to sleep on it.
Yeah.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
Back here in Riverside tonight, final score, the Regals of Iowa City, Regina heading back to the girls state basketball tournament with a 55-43 victory over the Danville Bears. Jeff Moss and Eric Peterson here with you tonight as we wrap things up from Riverside, taking a look at the scoring tonight as the Regals of Regina head back to state. Mary Crompton led the way for Regina tonight. She had 20 points in the ballgame, 12 for Alex Weiss, 11 for Grayson Dumont, 8 for Kennedy Wallace, and then Ellie Gann had 2 in the ballgame tonight. So,
and then Alexa Lehman with 2 as well.
And Alexa Lehman had 2 in the ballgame too as well. And Regina was 6 of 8 from the free throw line. They only shot 8 free throws. All of them came in the fourth quarter. And 6 of 8 from the charity stripe for Coach Jeff Wallace and the Regals here tonight. For Danville, they were led on the evening by Alyssa Fadenhauer with 14 points. Mackenzie Spearhead, 10. 9 for Grace Grothy. 5 in the ballgame for Alexis Bauer. 4 for Lauren Fink. And 1 for Catherine Wars. And Danville was 5 of 9 from the free throw line. If you're just tuning in for the post game here tonight, the Regals found themselves in a little bit of trouble in the first half. They led after the first quarter. It was 16-12. Danville outscored the Regals in the second quarter 17-12, and Danville led at halftime 29-28. And then the second half, it was all Iowa City, Regina. They outscored Danville 16-9 in the third, and 11-6 in the fourth, 27-15 in the second half to win it 55-43 tonight. So great effort by the Regals, especially in the fourth quarter. Alex Weiss hampered by foul trouble the entire first half. In fact, set out most of the second quarter with two fouls. Actually, she went to the bench at the end of the first quarter with two fouls, set out basically the entire second quarter, and came back in with like 30 seconds left in the ball game, and or in the first half. And Regina in the second half turned it on, and they get the victory tonight.
Well, that third quarter was just key, and Regina came out. Kennedy Wallace, 8 points in the second half. All her points came in the second half, and she hit two early threes, and then Grayson Dumont hit a three. Mary Crompton hit a three. So their first four baskets of the third quarter were all three, so 12 quick points. And then Alex Weiss got a couple hoops late. So, again, they were able to stretch that lead, as you said, outscoring Danville 16-9. And then, you know, the fourth quarter kind of ground to a halt. Not much was happening. Long possessions, an occasional turnover, but not a lot of points scored until Regina started getting fouled late. And then I had them. Dumont made four fouls. Weiss made two free throws. And I think Crompton made one. So seven free throws made in that fourth quarter. So seven out of the 11 points from the free throw line, most of them late. So, again, tip of the cap to Danville. You know, we didn't know what to expect coming in and kind of questioned, you know, whether their schedule was maybe as tough as Regina's. But, again, they came out and played exceptionally well. You know, defensively, they battled Regina at every spot, pressed them. Rebound, and again, they are not a big team. They did bring Finke off the bench at 6'2", but she didn't play a ton of minutes, so you're going literally 5'7", or smaller across the board. And Fadenauer, just what a wonderful talent as a junior, 14 points, and she played a lot inside at 5'6", and again, just battled at every spot, and you know, a truly wonderful player. But Danville just went that little bit cold there again. Spears, I think, did hit a late three, or one of the kids, excuse me, Grothy hit a late three. But again, Grothy and Spear, who stepped up. Spear had 8 points in that second quarter where Danville got on that little bit of a run, and Grothy hit a three. So 11 points from those two kids. And again, they struggled in that second half.
Well, once again, as the Regals head back to the state tournament, as we kind of try to take a look, the full picture will not be painted of the 2A bracket until Wednesday night. Two games were postponed tonight due to the weather over in Western Iowa. So Western Christian, HMS, had their game postponed, so they won't play until Wednesday. Maple Valley, Anton Odo had their game against IKM Manning postponed tonight. And so we can tell you what the 2A field looks like right now. Joining Iowa City Regina in the 2A field so far will be Cascade, who got the victory over Bellevue. So two teams out of the River Valley will head to the state tournament. Panorama got the victory over Des Moines Christian tonight. Grundy Center knocked off Pekin, so they're heading to state. Of course, if you are just tuning in, the big upset tonight, Dyke New Hartford knocked off number one rated North Lynn. So Dyke New Hartford will round out that field. And I'm trying to find a score from Southwest Iowa for Trainer, who was ranked number two. I don't believe they had their game postponed tonight.
Well, it'll be interesting to see. Again, now we're going to have to, I'll be curious, you know, if they'll delay putting out the brackets or if they'll bracketed based on what we know. Again,
Trainer won.
We talk a little bit about, will the state kind of reseed or seed in terms of this, and with some of these upsets, you know, how might that change the seeds in those first round matchups? So, again, we'll obviously go to the Girls Union website tomorrow, and we'll see what they have out, and you know, or whether or not they have to wait.
Yeah, I think they're probably going to have to wait for those two other games to get the full seeding. But Trainer was victory tonight over Mount Air. So Trainer, Cascade, Iowa City, Regina, Panorama, Dyke, New Hartford, Grundy Center. That's six of the teams in the field that have filled that out tonight. But again, the Regals in the second half, they took it over. Mary Crompton only scored 6 points in the second half. 6 for 20 in the second half. She was really the, I wouldn't say the saving grace, but really put the team on her back in the first half of play. And Danville just couldn't get back into it, especially when Alex Weiss took over in the fourth quarter on the glass.
Well, like I said, they didn't really have an answer there. Again, just Weiss rebounding. Again, the ability to go get the ball, it gives Regina more possessions. And again, able to finish. And to be honest, they just weren't the same. You know, their press break wasn't effective with her out. Again, the subs did give some points, but also some turnovers, which led to some easier baskets for Danville. And like I say, I can't say enough about Danville. You know, again, they were, I don't want to say outsized at each position, because Regina outside of Weiss, you know, isn't that big a team and things, but yet still, you know, a size differential there. And again, Danville just stayed with them and stayed with them. But again, a lot of seniors playing. Finke says a senior, Bauer a senior, Spear a senior, Lures a senior, Grothy a senior. So really, in terms of points scored tonight, the only points scored by a non-senior are Alyssa Fadenauer. So again, you know, Fadenauer is certainly a wonderful place to start, but they're going to certainly have to you know, find some other players to step up and play next year at Danville.
Well, that's going to wrap things up here tonight from Riverside High School, or Highland High School in Riverside. Is again, the Regals of Iowa City Regina, for the fourth year in a row, are heading back to the girls' state basketball tournament with a 55-43 victory over Danville here tonight. For Jeff Downing back in the studio, and for Eric Peterson, I'm Jeff Moss saying good night from Riverside, as once again, the Regals punch their ticket to the Class 2A Girls State Basketball Tournament with a victory over the Bears of Danville. You've been listening to Girls High School Basketball on the South Gym, 106.3 FM, KGYM. Good night, everybody.